A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Yud Ches, Menachas 18a, pagination is 35. We will start on the Mishnah, which started the Perek, and then work our way through. So we'll start on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 17a, pagination 33. And at the bottom of the page, we have the new Perek. Hakometzes haMincha, a person does kmitza on the mincha, le'echol davar she'en darko le'echol, with intent to eat something that's not meant to be eaten out of the proper time, and this was the improper thought that he has as he does the kmitza. U'la'akter davar she'en darko la'akter, or to burn something that's not meant to be burnt, it's meant to be eaten. Kosher. The Tanakhama holds that's kosher because it's an irrelevant thought. If it's something meant to be burnt and you have in mind to burn it at the wrong time, or something meant to be eaten and you have in mind to eat it at the wrong time, that's going to be pigul. But over here, it's an irrelevant thought and therefore it's kosher. Rabbi Eliezer posel, and Rabbi Eliezer says it's posel. So that Rabbi Eliezer, as we discussed yesterday, holds that either midoraisa or midrabanon, but let's just phrase it simply, hey ochel, ye ochel, the eating of the mizbeach is comparable to the eating of the person, and they're interchangeable. Let's turn the page, and now we're on the facing page of today's daf, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, pagination 34, 17b, and at the end of a line about midway on the page, Ditanya, we have a brisa. And the brisa states as follows. The first part of the brisa is really the same concept as our Mishnah. Hashochet es hazevach, a person shechts the animal, lishtos midamo lemachar, with in mind to drink of its blood tomorrow. Now, after we get over the discomfort of entertaining the possibility of drinking the blood. But what is he doing over here? He's having in mind, doesn't have to actually do it, he's having in mind to consume something physically, to eat, drink, something that's not meant for eating or drinking. It's meant to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. Lahakte mibisara lamachar, or likewise, he had in mind to burn of its flesh, the flesh meaning the part that's meant to be eaten, and he has in mind to burn it on the mizbeach lamachar. Again, he didn't have to do anything. This is his intent, and that's enough to make something pigul. Le'echol me'emurav lamachar, he's going to eat from the parts of the animal that are meant to be burnt on the mizbeach. He has in mind that he's going to eat from them tomorrow. Kosher. It's kosher. That's the Tanakhama all over again. You're having in mind to process it in the wrong time, but in a way that it was never meant to be processed. And that's not pigul, according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Eliezer Posel and Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that the eating of the mizbeach and the eating of the person are interchangeable. That too is going to be posel. We now have the case, though, that's our real focus for today's session. Lahaniach midamo lamachar. He has in mind that he's going to leave over the blood for tomorrow. This is not in mind that he's going to actively do something wrong tomorrow with it. He's simply having in mind that he's going to leave it passively for the wrong date. Is that enough to make pigul? Rabbi Yehuda poso. Rabbi Yehuda says that's posel. Amar Rabbi Lozar, the Amora, Rabbi Elozar, said, without the Yud, Rabbi Lozar, Af Bezu, Rabbi Eliezer Posel. Also on this, Rabbi Eliezer, the Tano, with the Yud, holds that it's Posel. Passively leaving it for the next day is also called Pigul, Vachachamim Machshirim, and the Chachamim say it's Kosher. So our focus right now is, now that we understand there is a machlokes, Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, if you process it in your mind in the wrong way on the next day, that's a machlokes. What about if you simply have in mind to leave it for the next day passively? Is that enough to create a problem? You could see the description that I just gave of how to read the words Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Eliezer. You could see it on today's daf, Yudches Amud Aleph 18a, pagination 35, on the sixth line. Va'asa Rabbi Elazar lemeimar af bezu Rabbi Eliezer posal v'chachamim machshirim. That the Amora, Rabbi Elazar, without the Yud, is explaining the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer with the Yud, the Tana, whose opinion was in our Mishnah. Okay, we're on to a story, and we'll circle back to this question of having in mind to leave it for the wrong day. We're approximately 8 or 9 lines down at the end of a line. Omar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Kishahalachti lematzos midosai etzer Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. When I went to organize my qualities, to put all my learning in order by Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, who was a great Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi says, I went there to put everything in order, to check in with him, skip a line. Matsasi Yosef HaBavli, Yosef Lefanov. I saw Yosef HaBavli was sitting in front of Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, Vayachoviv lo biyoser. And it was very dear, Adla Achas, to an extreme. Rashi has 2 pshatim, and for our purposes, it's nice to learn them both. One approach is Yosef was chaviv, was dear to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. And the other approach is, Lashan Acher, hayachaviv li Yosef. This Yosef found very dear anything that Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua would teach. So for our purposes, it's reciprocal, beautiful. He loves him, the Rebbe to the Talmud, and the Talmud to the Rebbe loves what he's learning. Incidentally, the person known over here as Yosef HaBavli is in other areas known as Rebbe Yosef HaBavli. He was a great Talmud Chacham. Amar lo. So he said to him, Rebbe, Hashochit is hazevach lehaniach midamo lemachar mahu. A person shechts a korban with intent that he's going to leave the blood for tomorrow. Our case. What's the halacha? Amar lo. Kosher. He told him, it's kosher. So Rebbe is describing how Yosef asked Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, Rebbe, tell me, what's the halacha in such a case? And Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua said, it's kosher. It doesn't invalidate the korban, that's not pigul. Arvis, amalo kosher. He asked again in the evening. Perhaps it was related to the shir, and he asked this shaila again. And again, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua said, it's kosher. Shachris, amalo kosher. Again, he asked, what's the halacha? He says, kosher. Tzarayim, amalo kosher. Noon, asked again. Again, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua says, it's kosher. Mincha, amalo kosher. The afternoon, he asked again. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua this time answered, it's kosher, elisha Rabbi Eliezer posel. But you should know Rabbi Eliezer holds such a case as posel. In other words, it wasn't relevant. We don't paskin like that. But if you keep asking me the question, I'll give you a broader picture of Jewish scholarship. And in advanced Jewish scholarship, you should know there's a dissenting opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. At that moment, so'avu ponov shel Yosef HaBavli. Yosef HaBavli's face lit up. He was aglow. He was so excited with what he just heard. Omalo, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua says to him, Yosef, kimedumani, it looks to me, shalo kivanenu Shemua senu adata, like we're not on the same page. I keep telling you the psak, and you're not happy, you're not excited. I tell you the dissenting opinion, and suddenly you're overjoyed. Omalo, Rebbe, hein. He says, Rebbe, no, everything's okay. Elisha Rabbi Yehuda, my previous Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, posel shanali. He taught me this case is posel. And I recognize there could be other opinions. But v'chazarti al kol tamidav v'ikashti lichovev v'lo matzosi. I checked all the talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda. I checked in with them. And none of them were able to substantiate what I believe I heard from Rabbi Yehuda, that there's an opinion of posel on such a case. Achshav sheshani sali posel. Now that you told me there is an opinion that's posel, chazarta li avedosi. You returned to me my lost object. So it's fascinating. Number one, both Rebbe is checking in to make sure that his learning is good. And this Yosef HaBavli, as he's known in our Gemara, is also like doubting his own scholarship. He's trying to make sure, he's trying to do the cross-referencing and the peer review to make sure that he's accurate. And now everything falls into place. Rabbi Yehuda had indeed taught him posel, but that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. It doesn't mean we have to paskin like that. But Yosef HaBavli felt he was missing something by not having clarity on this topic. Zilgu Einav de Moshe Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua was so inspired, was so touched, he began to cry. Omar, he said, Ashreichem Tamidei Chachomim, how praiseworthy are Tamidei Chachomim, Torah scholars, Shedivrei Torah Chavivam Aleichem BeYoser, that Torah is so dear to you. Wow. Even on something that's not lahalacha, you just wanted to make sure you had everything accurate. Kara alav amikra hazeh ma'ohavti torasecha kolayom isichasi. The pasuk from Tehillim, how dear, how beloved, how much I love your Torah. All my day, it's my talk. Question is exactly the applicability of this pasuk, how much we should read into it, but perhaps it's not just a generic, how beautiful is the Torah. Kala yomi sichasi, Yosef HaBavli kept going at it until he can get the additional information from Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. That's kala yomi sichasi, the entire day, the night, the morning, noon, ongoing, until he finally was able to achieve clarity in the topic. Again, the shaila was, if a person has in mind that he's going to leave the blood for tomorrow, is that a case of pigul or not? And the chachamim hold that it's not. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.